hello and welcome into this special edition of the Calcio Connection podcast, connecting with you, Italian football fans from all over the world. Not much has changed Calcio-wise since the last time we spoke. We will see a meeting on the 28th of May between the government and the interests of Serie A to try and really iron out a restart date. I'm starting to see rumors that June 13th could actually be the day with the fixtures that need to be made up from earlier being played, like Inter versus Sampdoria can finally be played. That's their game in hand. You know that they have most of the squads in Serie A have 12 games left to play. Inter has 13 left to play, as does Samp. I believe Atalanta was missing a matchup as well, so you want to remake those. That should be the first order of business. So hopefully if the medical protocol is agreed upon and the, you know, government and the FIGC decide they're on the same page, we could be talking about Calcio again this summer. I've been watching Bundesliga back. We'll be watching the Spanish League back in a couple of weeks. Hopefully Serie A is right after that. But we're doing something different in this episode. This is the calm before the storm. We will have a big episode coming up later this week with our good friends from the Calcio guys. They're going to join us for a gigantic Q&A session. That's going to officially be episode 31. This is the 31st episode, but it won't be episode 31. This is a best of, my friends. I am so excited. We've been wanting to put this together for a couple of weeks now. I'm going to give the credit to our friend John Lamorte, one of our listeners. It was his idea. He's been tweeting us that we should do a best of Jerry stories. And I thought, hey, if there's ever maybe a couple of days when we're not working our asses off and not releasing a pod every day, maybe that'd be a good time to put in a best of. And we're doing that for you. This is Best of Jerry Stories Volume 1. So if you're a listener of ours, you know that at the end of an episode, he doesn't do it every episode, but he does it a lot of episodes, Jerry Mancini will tell some amazing, awkward, sometimes borderline R-rated stories about his childhood or his coming of age years. I always joke with Jerry that I want to turn his stories into a TV show and get it greenlit, and we can make this the R-rated Wonder Years for the next generation. I mean, Jerry had a very mischievous, colorful childhood and has told some great stories on the show. The first story that I want you to listen to, this is my personal favorite, and we're not going to use all the stories today. We're going to save some of these for Volume 2, but Jerry's he told a story on Episode 15. In Episode 15, we happen to have with us our good friend, but Jerry's really, I mean, I call Joe Fischetti a good friend. I didn't grow up with him. Jerry Mancini did. They're childhood friends. But Joe Fischetti is a buddy of ours. He hosts the Forza Napoli pod. He's a big Napoli supporter. He's a journalist. And so he joins us from time to time. And, you know, he has the unique perspective on Jerry that he's known Jerry since he was a kid. They grew up on the same block. So Joe added some perspective onto this one. Here is the first entry to this best of Jerry talking about his first great middle school love.
This might be the last Jerry story time for a while. I like this story, and it just came back to my mind the other day. And this is back in grade 8, and with my first girlfriend, I don't know, crush girlfriend, but like whatever you want to call it, like little elementary love when you meet that first girl, and it's like all like little baby love. And we only lasted for 3 days, and it was like, it was childish love, but foolish. But I'll never forget when I called her and we're talking, and I'm like, yeah, I like everything about you, but I think you should shave your mustache, I said. And or I said, wax, what? Or wax, shave or wax your mustache. And I was, and this was in grade 8. And I didn't know at the time that I said this. So she calls me back. She's like, it's over. I'm like, what? She's like, it's over between you and me. And she's like, you told me to shave. I'm like, yeah, but you do have a mustache though. And I was so sad. I'll never forget. I was really sad. I felt like an idiot after that. But like, in hindsight now, like it is actually really funny that I actually did tell her that. But that's one of my funniest stories. I think that I the funniest moments I went through in elementary school is when I told her that. And then I told my sister, and my sister was dying. She's like, you told her that? She's like, you said that? And I felt so bad after, but like, It was too late. She wouldn't take me back. She's like, we're done. But it was like childish, foolish love. Like, I remember a high, we would go to school like for the 2 days we were dating, and like she was staying one corner, I was staying another, and she'll be so shy to even like come approach me. I was like, this is a, like childish elementary school love. But yeah, I told her that. And
now, Joe, were you one of like the friends that Jerry like confided in? Like, I can't believe she broke up with me. All I asked her to do was shave her mustache.
Yeah, no, trust me. He definitely did not ask for my advice on this one. But I love that Jerry describes this as sort of his first true love story when the relationship lasted 3 days.
Well, you know what? To be fair, like that's longer than like a Britney Spears marriage. You're like, wasn't Britney Spears married for like 12 hours like one time? So by that standard, Jerry's doing all right.
Well, not true love, but like you're high school love, whatever you want to call it, like the first experience, first dose, whatever it is. But I'll never forget when I told her that. And then I was so sad. I was like, crap, man, what did I do? But what are you going to do? It happens.
I learned so much about Jerry every time we have one of these story times. Like, and you know what? Listen, I think a lot of people need a friend like Jerry in their life who's going to tell them when something's off. So in that sense, sir, you know what, Jerry? I'm sure after she broke up with you, at some point she probably did shave the mustache. And inside, she was thanking you.
I mean, seriously, how great is that? I could not stop laughing when he was telling that story. I had to tell her to shave her mustache. Oh, Jerry is an international treasure. He's a lot like Kramer from Seinfeld. Like Kramer, you know, he would tell, you know, the people in the group the things that, you know, social guidelines would usually say. You don't talk to your friends like that. Or, you know, he's a lot like Larry David from Curb. Like, Larry David is the same way, the social assassin. Jerry Mancini is a social assassin. He will tell you exactly what is on his mind. Consequences be damned. And so the second Jerry story loosely relates to the first story. There is kind of a pattern with the way that I'm putting this together. Several episodes later, six episodes later, episode 21, which is one of my favorite episodes that we've done so far. Carlo Garganese, who does such an awesome job covering Serie A, was on with us. And Carlo, he's also a big fan of the stories. So you'll hear Carlo both laughing and interjecting as well. So, you know, you already got a sense of Jerry's early dating life did not go so well, because he ends up with, you know, a young lady with a facial hair problem. Well, Jerry's later dating life, things weren't going great, so he turned to the internet. Jerry turned to online dating, and as any of us who have ever tried that avenue have come to figure out, the people you meet on the online sites, they're not always what they seem to be.
Yeah, I just have to say that I absolutely love these stories that Jerry's telling me. The story of his ex-girlfriend with the moustache. I was in tears. Honestly, like during this lockdown, I don't think I've laughed as much as when Jerry told the story about his ex-girlfriend with the moustache. I mean, I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh, but it was just...
That was the best one.
It reminds me of that joke. Like, you guys must have heard this in America. Like, you know the joke where someone says to you, why do Italian men grow a moustache so they can look like their mother?
That's so good. That
is so good. So that's the joke. But obviously, I think Jerry could kind of that joke gets told a lot in England among the kind of like English Italian English population. Maybe it's not told in America. I thought it originated in America.
But I think maybe I've heard that years ago. That's funny. Oh man. So and Jerry, like I said to you, Jerry, on that pod, you probably actually like she hated you for it. But you probably bettered her life because you made her aware of that issue.
I actually have another circumstance where I used to like, so I had another girlfriend who had a similar instance of the mustache, Carlo. And this one's good, okay? So I used to be big on online dating because I was very insecure in myself because I was overweight and I couldn't get girls. And then as soon as I finished high school, I started working out and I started doing better for myself. And so along the lines, I was able to meet somebody in college, but after that, it never just panned out for me. So I decided to go on, it's called Plenty of Fish. I would never recommend anybody to go on it because it's not what I recommend anymore after
God, my I'm glad they're not a sponsor of ours.
Oh, thank God. But I met a girl who messaged me, and she had met me at a party. So she had knew me, and so she messages me. I meet up with her. We end up starting dating, and along the way, we're parked, and she opens up about how she is very insecure to progress. So she and I go, "What's wrong?" She goes, "I've had a lot of guys dump me because I have a big patch of hair on my stomach, and she also grew a mustache as well, and she was insecure because she grew facial hair as well."
She found the wrong guy with your history.
I was like, "I'm like, you're not the first. Don't worry." But
I'm seeing a trend here.
But yeah, she was very insecure because she used to have a mustache, and as well, she had like this patch of hair on her stomach, and she was so embarrassed for guys to see it. But it's very easy; just wax it. Can't you wax that off? Like, I don't understand why. But yeah, this person was so bad. She had mentioned to me that she had graduated from high school. She never did. She never even had her high school diploma. And I was like, "Yeah, you are a whack job." And this is why people shouldn't go to online dating, because with my history of what I've met, they are just a bunch of wacko jobs on that thing. And that was a time where I was just couldn't pick up any girls, and it was just low self-esteem, and I diverted to online dating, where was the worst situation. There was another girl I remember I met. This is a good one. I'm gonna say as friendly as possible. So I went to this Tim Hortons down the street from behind my house. So I get there. She's like, "I'm not coming out of my car." So her picture on the profile looks amazing. She looks really good. But the problem is, it's just her face and nothing more. So I'm like, "Oh shit, this is bad, man. I'm here. I'm at Tim Hortons." She tells me to go to her car. So I get to her car. And she's like, "Come in." And nothing what I expected from the picture. And I was like, "Oh, shit, this is not good, man. This is not what I signed up for." And she's smoking a cigarette. First off, I can't stand smokers, girls, guys. It's a big turnoff. But aside from that, she's smoking. And I want to say it politely. She's not what I expected, we'll just say.
That's very well censored on your part.
Very, yeah. She's not what I expected. So after 10 minutes, I go, "I got to go, man. I need to go home. My parents are expecting me." So I gave her a bullshit excuse. So I get home, and my mom knew about the online dating. It was the first time I was actually meeting somebody online. My mom's like, "Let me guess, she wasn't what you expected, right?" She's like, "I could have told you that." she's like, "It's okay. You could try next time. It's okay. It's okay." But like, my mom gave me like this funny remark of like, she just knew already why I was home early, and she was just dying on the floor laughing, and like, and she just saw my response, and like, she's like, "Oh man," she's like, "Oh, it happens."
I love how Jerry, the moral of this story is, if anyone thinks they're having a bad time online dating, they need to know that the rock bottom for online dating is when your online date confesses to you that she has stomach hair and a mustache. Like, that, I think that's rock bottom in online. Like, anyone out there who thinks they've hit rock bottom, Jerry says, "Hold my beer."
So there you have it. Jerry's dating life didn't immediately recover from the mustache days back when he was a very young chap. Now, I can say, current day, Jerry has an amazing wife, and he has that figured out. So a lot of times you may judge Jerry based on these stories. Please don't. Many of these stories took place at a time where the man was 12, 14, 16 years old, 17 years old. He has matured more than a little bit, but... it's not only his love life that we find funny from back in the day. Jerry also can find himself in a precarious position, and I thought a very awkward social gathering at what apparently is a friend of his uncle, being at the home of a friend of his uncle, people he'd never met before, as he described on our 23rd episode, made things really, really uncomfortable when Jerry was given a choice where, folks, you just can't win when these are your options.
Well, I have an actually really good story. And before I get into this story, I want to ask you, let's just say you are in the situation that you are, you're with, you're 16, you're 17, or you, let's say you're 15, you're 16 at the time, you're a shy person, you go with your cousins and your father or whatever to a person's house, okay? All of a sudden, you're in the washroom, and you do a number two, and you're not even thinking about just toilet paper, okay? You just realize that, okay, you're doing your thing, you grab the last roll, it's gone. You have nothing.
Oh, no.
You have nothing, no. Okay? And then all of a sudden, you're scared to ask to get toilet paper. Like, you don't know who – you don't want to, like, start screaming, hey, I don't have no toilet paper, and you just get really nervous. So what do you do in that situation? Well, I'll tell you a story.
Oh, my God.
What I
do you try to, like, grab, like, a towel, and then you throw the towel away? Like, what do you do?
So I went to my uncle's friend's house. It was me, my uncle, it was my cousin – my two cousins and his, obviously my uncle's friends. So I'm in the washroom. I'm upstairs. I ask for the washroom and I realize there's no toilet paper. So I look underneath the cupboards. There's no toilet paper underneath the cupboards. I'm looking all over the place. There's nothing. So I go, oh shit, what the fuck do I do? So I grab the towel. Yeah. I use the towel. That's okay?
Exactly what I would do.
I use the towel. And I had a friend of mine say, what did you do with the towel? I literally rolled it up. I put it back normal onto the bar.
Oh, no.
And my buddy's like, wait a second. We were talking about this on the way to work today and around like this morning. And he goes, what about if they had to wash their face?
Oh, no. Jerry. What did you do?
So chances are these people wiped their face with my poop. And I have no shame that things like look at this because like man's gotta do what he's gotta do, and I'm like, oh shit, what do
okay. I've got two thoughts on this, and there are no winners here in this situation, okay? Because number one, the number one problem is for the house that you're at, okay, anytime someone's going to be hosting company, you need to make sure your restrooms are stocked with TP. So part of that's on them. Like you can't be hosting people at your home and not have toilet paper in the bathroom. So that's an issue on their part. But what you did didn't make the situation any better, Jerry. Like, okay, use the towel, fine, but that towel, it's officially yours or it's officially destroyed after that. So you either have to dispose of that towel or you just take the towel with you, and like you cannot leave the towel in the bathroom, Jerry. Somebody washed their face or dried their hands with that towel. How dare you?
Well, this was at the time this happened. I was still in high school, so I my decisions. I never thought about the consequences of what would happen once I leave the washroom because I didn't even know who these people were. So So when I say I'm a winner because I was able to find something to save me.
And you got away with it because I'm guessing they didn't call you up and said, hey, what the hell did you do with my towel?
I guess not, man. They must have blamed their kids. That's probably what happened. But, but like, yeah, you're right, man. Like, they have to, like, stock up their toilet paper. That's the number one rule. We always have, like, backups in our washroom. Like, once that runs out, you look behind you, we have, like, two backups. And, like, when I was there, I was like, yeah, that is, like, bad news, man. It's just not. I was so shy to even ask for toilet paper. I just didn't know what to say.
Yeah, no, you can't. And unless you're at like your best friend's house, you can't. Like if you were over at your buddy's house, then yeah, you can yell and ask for toilet paper. But yeah, you couldn't really ask for it in the situation you're in. So I can understand the act of using the towel. You just did a bad job by not disposing of that towel afterwards. That's all.
Well, I never saw these people again, so that was the bonus. And I never told my uncle that I even did this. So
he's a listener of ours. I hope you know that.
Oh, who knows? Maybe. But if I don't even remember who they are or what they who to this day I don't even know who they were. It was just a random visit, but and a random incident.
Oh man, well they got your shit all over their faces now, Jerry. I hope you're happy. Well, that was a good one, man.
So it's not just human, you know, fecal matter that comes into play here. We also have stories about animals and the elderly. I'll leave it at that. Here is going to be the last one we give you on Volume 1. At some point, we're going to produce a Volume 2. God willing, we're not fired from the internet. But at some point, we will produce a Volume 2 of Best Jerry Stories. We'll leave you with this one for the end of Volume 1. Another voice you're going to hear on this was an excellent guest that we had on Episode 28, Hader, who covers the Premier League for the Premier League Trio. He's excellent with Manchester United. If you didn't listen to that entire episode, I hope you did. But if you didn't listen to it, just a wealth of knowledge. And even if you're not a Premier League fan, you're listening to us for Serie A, of course, since he covers Man United, we spoke at length about people like Romelu Lukaku, Alexis Sanchez, Ashley Young, Chris Smalling. Like he weighed in on some of the former United players who now, you know, play their games at Serie A. So there was a lot of Serie A tie-in into that conversation. But I'll leave you with the main event, another Jerry story. And man, this one has a little bit of everything.
But Jerry, do you possibly have any stories left, sir? You have one for us today?
Found the list that I gave you on our Twitter feed private messages.
And by the way, it took me 3 weeks to read the entire list of all the stories because you have so many.
I might piss off some people with this one. Who knows? But
you mean like every other one you told?
Jerry, when have you worried about pissing people off? Let's be honest.
That's true. Sir.
I'm never going to beat people off this this thing. It would be a miracle if I even met two people. I have people on Twitter that live near me, and I still haven't met them. But I'm going to talk about this time I brought my dog. He was probably a year old, and I brought him to the grocery store that I worked at, my first store, and I was in high school. I was probably around in grade 9, 10, I would say. So who knows how old I was then, 14, 15, 16, I would say, between 14 and 16 years old. So I bring my dog. It's a Saturday afternoon, and I'm like, okay, it's my first time. I'm going to bring my dog. He's cute. Could pick up girls, whatever.
Oh, that is a good move, by the way. That worked.
Yeah. In high school, I used it as a pickup. I remember going at the high school all the time and walking my dog, and girls would stop to say, "Oh, that's a cute dog." And I'd be like, "Yeah, what about me?" But
I wouldn't actually. Did it ever work, Jerry? Did it ever work? That's the question.
No, it never worked, man. They see the dog looks cute. They don't say you're cute, though. But I bring my dog, and he's in the store. I'm walking around. He has no leash on. Doesn't he take a piss and a shit in the store? Me, being young and not knowing what to do, I left it. I left in the store. I was like, fuck this, man. I am gone. And this is the store I work at, too. That's the best part. I just left it. I didn't even bother cleaning it, man.
Did anyone find out you were responsible for this?
No.
Did they talk about it after? They're like, oh, my God, apparently some guy's dog shit on the... Well, they think it was a human one, because that would have been worse, wouldn't it? Old man shit on the floor, like.
Well, we had an old man that pissed in the store once, actually. Right in the middle of the aisle. That was the worst thing I ever saw, man. I was working the aisle, too, and I just see this old man just pull down his pants in the middle of the aisle, just peeing on the product. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, That's gross, man. Apparently had a bladder problem at that time. It was like an old man. We used to have, like, I'm not sure if you guys have it, like old folks, people get dropped off to grocery stores and they get like certain hours where they can shop. And this guy apparently, I think, had a bladder problem or need to go to the washroom, and he pissed in the middle of the aisle. And all you see is like people are walking by and you see a guy peeing and you're like, what the fuck is going on here? Oh, man.
You always see weird stuff in grocery stores, honestly. Like some of the stuff I used to work when I was in college, and honestly, like some of the stuff you see, you're just like, what is going on? Like always when people used to steal as well, that was funny. It was very creative. Like one time some people, they just basically filled up a trolley And it was like a slick operation. They had like a white van outside and they literally lifted it up onto the van, the whole trolley, and they just drove away. It was
oh my God.
Yeah, like elite operations.
By the way, let me say that, and I think I've only known Jerry for like a year. Like I know you since you're a grown man, you're in your 30s. I've noticed a pattern in the Jerry stories that you tell about yourself when you're like high school age. You tended to flee the scene of the crime a lot. Okay, like I've noticed this pattern because you told the story about you were at a friend of your uncle's house, people you didn't know, and you know you do a number two in their bathroom. There's no toilet paper, which they were being terrible hosts, by the way. But there was no toilet paper. You used a towel to wipe, and then he hung the towel back up and left, and never saw these people Jerry. Again. Right. Yeah, and then you're letting your dog shit in the aisle and you're just fleeing the scene. Like you seem when you were a young man, you would flee the scenes of these crimes a lot.
Oh, yeah. I back then, man, I was so scared to even confront even when I was wrong. I'm like, I got to get out of here, man. Oh, yeah. Like it's
but you're still alive today. So it's obviously working.
Yeah, it's true. Plus, we had we had dumb owners at the time there. Like, they were just, they went bankrupt now, but like, they were just so naive. Yeah,
probably because dogs were shitting in their store. No one wanted to come back. You put them out of business.
Oh, man.
I got more stories to come with that story. Don't worry, man. That's just the beginning. That story there, 10 years of high school.
10 years of high school. How many times you get held back?
So not high school, 10 years since high school in my era. Like in the 10 years, like I was there, like just craziness. Sorry, I mean no sense. My apologies, but like, that was like the stories I had at that store, the shit that I did there was so bad, man. Like I shouldn't even been able to be employed in that store for 10 years. Like, well, yeah, man. Like it's like, it's true, man. I'm like,
she's a lucky woman, mate. She, like, I'm jealous of her. She gets to live with you every day.
Never run out of stories, I can tell you that.
So how about that? That's all the stories you're going to get today. A huge shout out to Jerry. He's a great sport for allowing me to put this out. He may get angry when you, because it's one thing to tell one story per show, but when all the stories get slapped up in one place, whew, this should be a fun one, my friend. So a huge thanks to Jerry Mancini. I'm Alex Dono. You can follow me on Twitter at Alex Dono. Follow Jerry at JMancini8. But most importantly, follow the show at CalchoConPod on Twitter at CalchoConPod. And yeah, the next time you hear us, we will be discussing actual calcio or actual football. We'll have plenty to get into when it comes to transfer reports and the possibility of Serie A coming back. We just wanted to put out something fun to kind of wet people's whistle before our next episode. So hopefully you found some fun in this, my friends. And hey, do us a huge favor. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you could do us a big solid if you take a second. It literally takes a second to hit 5 stars, to leave us a 5-star rating. It goes a long way. It helps us chart better. It helps us show up on more lists. And if you can even take, an extra 45 seconds or so, just write us a quick review. So 5-star rating with a nice review. It really goes a long way. And hopefully you are enjoying the shows. I encourage a 5-star rating. But be honest, if you don't like the show that much, you know, we've had a 4-star review and a 3-star review. I wish they were all 5 stars. But if you can find it in your hearts to leave us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review, it goes a long way. So for Jerry Mancini, I am Alex Dono. We'll be joined by the Calcio guys in our next episode for a big Q&A. We'll talk everything Serie A on our next episode of the Calcio Connection podcast. Ciao.